KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky now. It's 18 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. In area news, a report from the Dallas County Sheriff's Office says three people were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident near Redfield on Wednesday. The crash was reported at around 4 p.m. It happened on 310th Street, about a mile west of Redfield, when a vehicle carrying a woman and two juvenile males left the road and entered a ditch. The injured were transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines by Dallas County EMS. No names have been released. The Iowa State Patrol, Redfield Fire and First Responders, Dexter Fire, and Stewart EMS aided at that scene. Well, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday night received a presentation from Courtney Long, ISU Extension Community Design Lab in Ames, and Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Seth Stashelm with regard to information gathered by the local public gardens group. Long gave a brief overview of the program. She said they started with the goal of creating opportunities for people to accept healthy food options and increase recreation. There were various public input sessions, and in the end, the group chose Mullet Park on the east end of 3rd Street Place and Cedar Park near 2nd and Cedar Streets just west of the downtown area. The least developed area is Mullet Park, which Stashelm described to the council.
Not a lot of people know it's there. It's at the end of the cul-de-sac on 3rd Street Place. Currently there we have just a simple square fall material with a slide, two swing sets, and some pretty rickety spring toys. We do have various trees.
You said the design group came up with some ideas for upgrades.
Making upgrades to the end of the drive, implementing community gardens, and these would be raised beds, possibly rentable by citizens or even by community groups that wanted to maybe donate them to a food pantry or to the market.
And the council, however, seemed more interested in improvements to Cedar Park, which has the benefit of being close to the Schilburg Recreation Area and downtown. Stashelm says it does have more to offer and is a viable option.
It's a very quaint little park, has great play structures, a rundown basketball court, and a shelter that's currently there, and plenty of green space. So implementing the same strategy, we didn't go to the community gardens, but more edible landscaping through this park. So adding a passageway from Cedar Street towards the alley with edible landscaping there, a new basketball court that's actually moved to the middle center of the court, that's a half court, not a full size, would be more suitable for the needs. We would also be condensing the play structures into two areas for easier supervision.
The cost analysis for either or both parks has not officially been conducted, but Stashelm estimated Mullet Park would cost $25,000 to $30,000 to upgrade. Councilman Halder said we need to go back to our priorities and talk about restrooms, which are needed at the Schilburg Rec area.
As far as the two parks, my opinion is do one. Mullet, I guess it's easy to mow, bang, you're done, you put all this stuff up, you got all that much more maintenance to do. If you want to go to Cedar Park, fine. My recommendation would be buy the junk that's to the south of it and expand it that way. As far as your splash pad, why not put it at the pool where you already have restrooms and place where they can go and change into a swimming suit or out of a swimming suit?
Courtney Long said the reason they decided against having a splash pad at Sunnyside Pool is because some of the groups they spoke with didn't have access to paying to get in, so they're looking at this as a public opportunity to have similar amenities.
I have no idea what the cost structure would be if you put in a splash pad, so maybe it would need to be a fee-based program too, but that was part of the feedback we received out in the community, was having some of those amenities in the public.
Stashelm said they're budgeting for 2020 to update the new basketball court at Cedar Park and updating in general both parks. The public gardens planning is just a long-term part of those improvements, which are still many years down the road. No action was taken on any of the concepts during Wednesday's meeting. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson Wednesday reported that two people had been arrested recently. 29-year-old Justin Cooley of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday for theft in the third degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of contraband in a correctional institution. He was booked into the Cass County Jail. And Wednesday morning, 42-year-old Samantha Clark of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for three counts of supplying alcohol to a person under legal age. Clark was also booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, James Jewell, age 88, of Shelby, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life services for James Jewell will be today at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Danny Kunze, age 55, died Sunday at his home. A memorial visitation and reception for Danny Kunze will be tonight from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Kenneth Twitt, age 90, of Adair, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kenneth Twitt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Charlotte Ann Holzer, age 81, of Westphalia, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Charlotte Holzer will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joan Whitrock, age 80, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joan Whitrock will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Michael Atkinson, age 78, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Anita. Memorial services for Michael Atkinson will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milo Peterson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Milo Peterson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Mrs. Jean Weiss, age 83, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Mrs. Jean Weiss will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Mary Alice O'Brien, age 79, of Harlan, died January 15th. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Alice O'Brien will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Elizabeth Bartles, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Elizabeth Bartles will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Philip Harris, age 66, an Atlantic native, died January 12th in Minnesota. Funeral services for Phil Harris will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Luther Memorial Church in Madison, Wisconsin. Crest Funeral Home of Madison has the arrangements. Elsie Bass, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Elsie Bass will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Carrie Hogue, age 67, of Harlan, died January 13th at Bergen Mercy in Omaha. Funeral services for Carrie Hogue will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kathy Arterburn, age 58, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Kathy Arterburn will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Dorothy Hendrickson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Dorothy Hendrickson will be on January 25th at 11:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.